This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Senior lawmaker Pasupati Samcher Jangabahadur Rana to administer an oath to the newly elected members of the House of Representatives on 22nd of December. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Sher Bahadur Kunwar underscores the responsibility of the state for rescuing migrant workers in need. And rescuers working hard to find missing sailors in sunken Thai Navy ship. Now, the news in detail. Newly elected lawmakers for the House of Representatives will take the oath of office and secrecy on December 22nd. Article 88 of the Constitution requires that every member of the Federal Parliament has to take an oath of office and secrecy as provided in the law before taking part for the first time in the meeting of the Parliament or its committees. Senior lawmaker Pasupati Samcher Jangabahadur Rana will administer an oath of office and secrecy to the newly elected members of the House of Representatives on 22nd of December. According to the Assistant Spokesperson of Parliament Secretariat, Dasarath Dhamala, lawmaker Rana is 81 years and 10 days old, so he has been designated as the senior member of the Parliament. As a senior member of the Parliament, Rana will administer the oath to the newly elected members of the House of Representatives at the Parliament building on Thursday after taking an oath before the President at 1 p.m. tomorrow. The Nepali Congress has decided to hold an election to elect a parliamentary party leader tomorrow. The election committee formed by the Central Performance Committee announced the agenda for the election of the parliamentary party leader on December 21st. Leaders wishing to contest for the post have been called to register nominations today from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. According to the party, voting will be held from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. tomorrow. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Sher Bahadur Kunwar has said it is the state's responsibility to rescue and rehabilitate the workers facing difficulty in various labour destinations. Addressing a three-day exhibition on fraud in wages of the migrant workers and their social security, Minister Kunwar assured that the state must take responsibility of the migrant workers irrespective of the ways they adopt to go abroad. According to the minister, bilateral agreements were made with various countries as labour destinations so that Nepali workers will get proper wages and incentives. He, however, shared that Nepali workers vying for foreign employment are cheated even before leaving the country, so better awareness among such people on the legal provision is imperative. Moreover, the director of the Department of Foreign Employment, Dambar Sunwar, said all sectors should play constructive roles to make foreign employment safe and dignified. The exhibition will continue for 3 days. The experiences of the people facing exploitation in remuneration are showcased in the exhibition. The Ministry of Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation have formed a committee to prepare a draft of the Guthi Law. The 7-member committee is formed under the coordination of the Joint Secretary and Chief of Land Management Division, Padmanidhi Sothi. As per the ministerial decision, the committee has the members as experts on Guthi. Chunda Bajracharya and Pavitra Bajracharya and Under Secretary at Legal Section, Gunaraj Shrestha. Under Secretary at Land Administration Section, Kaji Bahadur Bista and Legal Officer at Guthi Sangsthan, Janak Pokharel. The draft committee was formed to reasoning that the Guthi Act was scrapped by the Supreme Court verdict on 24th of January 2008. The committee is likely to submit its report within a week. Lack of Guthi has caused much inconvenience to run traditional festivals and puja. The activities running as per the Guthi system also need to be managed well. Similarly, the Guthi Sangsthan has failed to make appointments in different agencies for not having the Guthi Act for long. The Sangsthan is forced to run the office with few human resources. The Mughlin Narayangarh Road section in the Chitwan district will be closed for 4 hours a day from today for the construction of 4 bridges. Kiran Karki, project manager of the Nagdunga Mughlin Road project west section, informed that they needed to excavate mountains for the construction of the bridges along the Mughlin Road section. Project Manager Karki said the road section will remain closed every day from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in coordination with the Chief District Officer, Police Chief and Traffic Police. There are 15 bridges under construction along the road section. The road is being closed for the construction of 4 bridges at present. 2 people from the Musahar community died of cold in the last 2 weeks. Those losing lives to chill are from Pidari of Haripur Municipality 9 in Sarlahi District. According to the district police office, 40-year-old Ramesh Maji from ward number 9 and 65-year-old Ram Bhagat Maji from ward number 6 of Haripur Municipality lost their lives due to severe cold. Ramesh used to work as a labourer. He died while sleeping. The chairman of ward number 9, Biswanath Rai, informed that the efforts were on to distribute blankets with coordination of the NGOs to the people affected by the cold. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Rescuers are combing the Gulf of Thailand on the crucial second day of a search for 30 sailors who are still missing after a warship sank. Officials said survivors have been found after floating for hours, with some in an unconscious state. The SDMAS Sukhoi, carrying 105 crew, went down late Sunday after becoming flooded during a storm. Rescuers have saved 75 people so far with boats and helicopters in an operation scouring the rough seas. With a third of the crew still unaccounted for, the Thai Navy and Air Force resumed the search today, with hundreds of officers on 4 naval ships as well as several helicopters deployed to scan a vast 50 square kilometer area. Several sailors have already been found injured and exhausted after spending many hours at sea. The Thai Navy said this was the first time it had lost a ship in such circumstances. The U.S. Naval Institute said the warship had been commissioned in 1987 and built in the United States by a local shipbuilding company. A Ukrainian government official has said Ukraine is tightening up the defense of its border with Belarus over fears that Russia may be preparing a fresh attack. Deputy Interior Minister Yevhen Yenin told that Ukraine would be bolstering the Belarusian border with armed forces and ammunition. The news came as Vladimir Putin traveled to Minsk to meet Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko. Belarus shares a border with Russia as well as Ukraine. Russia's defense ministry announced that its troops stationed in Belarus would conduct joint military exercises with Belarus. While Belarus has not become involved in the war directly, it did allow Russian troops to use its territory to launch the invasion in February. A U.S. congressional inquiry into last year's Capitol riot says ex-President Donald Trump should face criminal charges, including insurrection. The Democratic-led committee voted unanimously for the Justice Department to prosecute Mr. Trump. Trump supporters stormed Congress on 6th of January 2021, interrupting Joe Biden's certification as president. Mr. Trump, who denies any wrongdoing, released a statement slamming the panel as a kangaroo court. More than 900 people have been charged in relation to the Capitol riot. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in province number 1 and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at 1 or 2 places in hilly regions of province number 1, with chances of light snowfall at 1 or 2 places in the eastern and central high mountainous regions. For tonight, the division has forecast there will be partly to generally cloudy in province number 1 and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country, with chances of light snowfall at 1 or 2 places of the eastern high mountainous region. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 6.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 19.9 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Senior lawmaker Pasupati Shamsher Jangabahadur Rana to administer an oath to the newly elected members of the House of Representatives on 22nd of December. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Sher Bahadur Kuwar underscores the responsibility of the state for rescuing migrant workers in need and rescuers working hard to find missing sailors in sunken Thai Navy ship. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.